This is Fufara, where the little things are a big deal. Coming at you from our rooms, I mean studios, in Seattle and Dallas. We're your hosts and lifestyle gurus, Maddie and Tara.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fufara. I'm Tara.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Kenneth.
Yes, you have Kenneth with us. Our first guest.
Our very first guest.
I'm honored, truly.
I know, I had to speak with his agent to get him booked on this gig.
And you were busy, too. It was hard to find a time.
I know. You know, I just had to squeeze in this very important interview, of course. That's how much you guys mean to me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm honored.
I'm deeply flattered. I'm not sure if you can tell, but I'm blushing. Well, let's get right to it then. We have very pressing matters to discuss today. Let's just hand it over to Kenneth.
Well, what should we start with first?
Definitely the lactose intolerance.
Yes. My modern lactose intolerance journey. Yeah. My story. growing up, I was always lactose intolerant, but I didn't really accept it. You know, I would like, my mom would like feed me milk, and then, like, it's for your bones. And I'm like, you know what, mom, you're right. I need to drink this. And then I drank it, right? And I was like, I don't feel so good. Because, I was like, it's fine. Like, I was like, a causation does not equal correlation. Like, it's just like, whatever. And so I dealt with this for like years, right? Years. I even went to Italy, the land of cheese, one may say.
Oh no.
And throughout the entire time there, I was like, this is great. Like, I love cheese.
And you had to put on a brave face.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I never accepted my lactose intolerance until last year. And then it became my brand. As you two know, during orientation, I was the lactose intolerant guy. I'm like, sorry, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't eat. But I learned to not be ashamed of it. It's a part of my identity now. And it's just something that I have to deal with. And in my case, causation can equal correlation with lactose intolerance.
Right. And it's crazy how the thing that you thought was making you stronger was actually the thing that poisoning you. It's a downfall.
My fall from grace, indeed.
Wow.
What a remarkable, inspiring story, Kenneth.
Yeah, I'm literally so inspired right
I'm
now.
Here for all the lactose intolerant people who have yet to accept their condition. I'm here for you, and it's okay.
Is it actually harder to find, like, good ice cream that doesn't have dairy in it?
Well, you know, I have a death wish. And so, even, like, I haven't looked for other alternatives. I just deal with the facts. Like, my own personal lactose intolerance, it's not as bad. I don't, like, get cramps or, like, whatever. I just, like, feel gross. So I just deal with it. And as you know, from our trips to Kilwins, I like to eat ice cream. And I just, sometimes I'm just like, someday I just need to treat myself. Because ice cream is too good to ignore.
For our non-William and Mary student crowd who's listening, Kilwins is basically the holy mecca of ice cream and dairy, and they have everything from...
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I've been there more than once.
I'd risk all my lactose intolerance on that.
Kind of ashamed to admit, I've been there so much that everyone knows me on a first-name basis.
I think that's an honor. I think you should wear that with pride, Tara.
Thank you. Well, I am wearing it because whenever you do intake a large amount of sugar, it's hard to ignore seeing it on you after a while. So I'm proudly wearing it,
And we do have a non-William & Mary crowd. I don't know if you knew this, Kenneth, but Tara told me we have two listeners from Denmark.
Who listen to us.
So we are international
reach.
That's right. Wow. We are worldwide here at
worldwide.
International.
So but this reminded me, the story reminded me, I have a friend who's allergic to peanuts, and she can't have peanuts, and she told me, like, when she's dying, her one wish is to have a before she dies, like on her deathbed when she's like 99, you know, and she wants to have a Reese's peanut butter cup. That's her wish.
That's a way to go.
I take it for granted. I actually do kind of take it for granted. It actually, it was like, wow, I can just eat it. And she like has to like, she can only have it when it's the end. Like, that's so sad.
Wow.
I know.
When you go and you're gone.
I'm never eating a Reese's peanut butter cup, you know, again, without so much
yeah.
food. Yeah. Oh, I feel you, Kenneth. It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real.
It's a struggle.
It is a struggle, I'm sure.
But do you think her tombstone would say Reese's in pieces? Like, Reese's in pieces.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I wouldn't put it faster.
Yes.
But they are good.
Well, this is a good segue. I don't mean to keep talking, but this is a good segue into the Kissables debacle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Hershey Kissables, Kenneth?
No, I haven't.
Never heard of this. I literally have been thinking about this because I thought I made this up. Like, I thought, like, for a little bit, I was like, did I dream this? But no, it was real. And it was these packs of, it was, like, silver on the outside. And they were by Hershey. They were candy. And they were, like, they look like Hershey Kisses, except they were really, really miniature. And they were coated in, like, different color shell coating, like M&Ms. And they discontinued them. And I, like, this lives in, like, my subconscious, you know what I mean? Like, deep-seated memory of, like, eating Kissables. And I'm just, like, sometimes I'm, like, looking out for them, and I'm, like, where are they? Like, does anybody else remember this, or did I make this up? But no, like, they are real. They are real. They existed. And I just needed to put it out here because I'm just curious if anybody else who listens to this is going to be, like, I remember. Because so far, I'm the only one who remembers these. And you can find them on Google Images. They existed. And I don't know why they discontinued them.
Wow, we need to talk to the man about this.
This is a travesty indeed. We must get them back.
I think I have a little bit of a hunch that they were made with like so much sugar. I'm reading an article right now saying they were no longer legally considered milk chocolate. I've heard that people used to throw up after eating them.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I liked them. I didn't throw up. It was all good. So I just need to get the word out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know those things where you're like, did I dream that? Or did that happen? And that was one of these things for me.
Isn't that phenomenon called the Mandela effect? I just remember seeing a board.
Oh, yeah. I remember Kate had a board about the Mandela effect.
Yes. Also, for our audience, mm-hmm. Kate was our resident assistant last year in our dorm hall, and we have a lot of inspirational, encouraging posters that are just viewed around the dorm, and some of them include cool facts. So the Mandela effect was one of those posters that we saw in the beginning of the year.
The Mandela effect's, I think, a little different though, because that's like when you think that it's not that like whether or not it existed, it's like whether or not you remember it the same way that it was.
Yeah, it's like a different version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a different, like Berenstain, the common one is like Berenstain versus Berenstain Bears. Like we all say Berenstain Bears, but apparently like really the whole time it's been Berenstain. Yeah. And it freaks me out, you guys. I'm not going to lie.
No.
Freak me out.
Some of those things are very trippy.
Here, I'm going to ask you guys right now. Kit Kat. You can't look it up. Does it have a dash between Kit and Kat, like, or does it not have a dash?
No, I don't think it does.
No dash?
I think there is a dash. I think it's hyphenated.
Kenneth's right.
But no!
Yay!
Yes, you're right. And I picture it with the dash too, Tara.
I still think I'm right. I demand to speak to someone about this.
Okay, can I give you, do you want another one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit us.
Okay. You know the Fruit of the Loom, like the underwear company. Can you picture their logo?
Yes.
Kind of.
Is there so there's a bunch of fruit, right? There's a bunch of fruit. Is there a cornucopia? You know the cornucopia? You know what that is?
Yeah.
Like a basket.
It's like a
right?
croissant.
Is there a basket
thing.
Like cornucopia? Yeah, it looks like a croissant. Yeah. is it in the background or not?
Yes.
No.
Kenneth says no.
I would remember a cornucopia. It's such a special word.
Kenneth's right.
Kenneth, what is it that that you're not telling
Where
us?
Where is that at this?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, but it's weird. These things are, I don't know. I just find them so interesting. Okay, fine. Last one, and then I promise I'm done. Okay, you know, Looney Tunes, right?
Uh-huh.
How is the tune spelled?
T-O-O-N-S. I was a child brought up on Looney Tunes. I should know this.
T-U-N-E-S?
Kenneth wins. But aren't you, like, feeling so weird about, like, your reality, Tara? Like, isn't there a little bit, like, have I been seeing everything wrong? Because I know I feel that way.
Quite frankly, Maddie, I feel discombobulated. I feel disillusioned. Yeah. I feel disoriented. And I feel that the last 18 years of my life have not counted.
That's fair. I don't mean like it's true. I just mean like, no, it's not true. I just feel the same way. I get it. Because you feel like when you like picture something in your head a certain way, and then it wasn't like that the whole time. It makes me like freak out. But
yeah, I feel like it would freak most people out.
Yeah.
Definitely freaked me out.
Wow.
And well, I have a high freak tolerance.
Very low key of you.
Oh, yes. Here's another part of a very interesting subject. So Kenneth and I, as well as my roommate, Maya, shout out to Maya. Hey.
We love Maya.
Maya.
They have this just ridiculous notion that I am not... I am not low-key, and I just came to learn what low-key was, and I think I am the embodiment, the physical embodiment of low-key. I take everything in my stride. I am very chill, as they say.
I definitely think you're chill. I've heard this before, just from Maya, about, you know, she's like, is Tara low-key? And I think you're low, Kenneth, I think you're low-key. What do you think, Kenneth?
You know, in some situations, Tara is low-key. But in other situations, she is very not low-key, I will say.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, we're all that way, though, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say, and I told Tara this the day I met her, and I don't mean to, like, pat myself on the back because I was right, but I was right. I said, Tara, you're iconic. Like, I could already tell that she was iconic.
Yo, stop it. Oh my God.
I was right. I just, you know.
Yeah, Tara is iconic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm many things, as you guys know. I'm iconic. I'm low-key, despite popular belief and Kenneth's wild ideas. I am. And I'm also, as we were discussing last show, a chocolate aficionado or connoisseur.
But Kenneth, would you call yourself low-key?
No.
No?
I am very... I would say I'm high-key.
High-key.
But...
I could see that.
I don't think I am low-key.
Am I low-key? Medium-key?
I think you're just the right key.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like a C
just
major.
Just the right key. The Goldilocks key.
Goldilocks key.
If you were a scale, you'd be C major. Okay, no sharps, no flats. You hit every note, you know?
Very dependable. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, this is so nice, you guys. I just love coming on to my own show and making people flatter me. It's great.
It's like the opposite of a roast. It's a harvest. right? Is that
an opposite? A roast.
When I think of a roast, I think of like burning. But when I think of a harvest, I think of sunshine, spring, flowers. Pollination.
Yeah.
Well, I think to transition into another very fascinating topic, we should talk about Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Avatar, The Last Airbender. Yes. I love that show with all my being and all my soul. I don't know what else to say. I love it. It's very inspirational. There's so much character development. It's just like, it's so perfect.
It's one of those like Nickelodeon children's shows that you'll carry with you for the rest of your life and you'll basically impose on your children.
Yeah, it has aged really well. I thought I would like watch it again and I would be like, oh, these are for children, but then I like ended up being like, Iroh, no, Appa, no.
And I think one of the things that appeals to me most about the show are the four tribes, just how everybody can harness the energy and the power from different elements of the world. And I think in a way we can do that in reality. So are you water, fire, earth, or air, Kenneth?
I would like to be considered air, very free,
low-key.
Free form, low-key, yes. Just without a care, maybe a little chaotic sometimes, but you know.
Mm-hmm. What about you,
Maddie? Yeah.
I've never seen Avatar.
You've never seen Avatar?
I know there's the guy, his name's Aang, right? And he has the arrow on his head. Mm-hmm. And he like controls all of them. Mm-hmm. That's my extent of my knowledge.
Yeah, he has to control all of them in order to protect the world from the Fire Nation.
Okay. Yeah. So like is it like Hogwarts where like, I know I feel like it's an offense to people who are like, no, it's not like Hogwarts. But is it like, you know, the houses, like each of the elements, like do they have personalities?
Yeah, there's like particular traits that are associated with each element, but unlike the Hogwarts house, you can't like pick and choose. You're like born into it.
Okay.
It's like a hereditary thing.
Hereditary. Okay.
Hereditary. Is that the same as like genetic?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like passed down by like blood or whatever. Very interesting.
It's a little too sciencey for me right now. Oh, these science words.
Oh, I don't remember anything in ninth grade biology other than like angiosperm, gymnosperm.
Oh. I didn't remember that. I took a quiz in my bio class and I like failed it. And it was on like angiosperm and germs. I was like, I don't know what this is. It was not.
You're majoring in something STEM, right?
Yeah, I'm majoring in kinesiology and health sciences. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Gonna change the world.
Yeah.
I guess. I suppose.
I remember whenever I took biology tests, the only question I consistently got right was about the mitochondria, because I always remembered the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yes.
That's my mantra. You know, I keep saying it and it just gives me strength.
Oh yeah, it gives everyone strength.
For our next topic, I don't know. I'll leave it up to you guys.
I want to hear about these dreams you're having.
Yes.
I've had like two like kind of crazy dreams, but they're like on the like two ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I'll start with my current, like most like current one, right? And it was actually a very low-key dream. Yeah, word of the day is low-key. But since we've been home, social distancing and quarantine, I've been really missing William and Mary and our community. Mm-hmm. So one day my brain decided to dream up just a day in the life at William and Mary. Like, I woke up in my bed and I saw my roommate, Duncan. Shout out to Duncan. And I was like, gotta get ready for the day. And I went to my classes and it was very like idyllic and like sunny. And like, I walked to like ISC and we went into the amphitheater and I went to Spotswood. It was just like a normal day. And then I woke up and I was like, no. I mean, I like my home. Mm-hmm. I love my family and everything, but also I miss William and Mary.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
And then I had a dream that caused me a lot of stress, like, a couple of months ago that I still remember. Like, usually dreams don't last this long, but it's, like, wild. So let me see if I can remember everything. Have you guys watched Grey's Anatomy before?
No.
It's on my list.
Okay. Well, the opening scene of my dream was like me on a plane. I was surrounded by these characters or whatever. It was very dramatic. And then the plane starts like going down, right?
No!
And I was like freaking out. I was like, what is going on? Like, and then I went up to the pilot, right? And the pilot, I was like, dude, like, can you like help us? Like, can you like get this plane to like not fall? He was like, sorry, man. And I'm like, you had one job. And I'm like, sorry to fly this plane. Anyway, the plane it's like a descent down, right? So I see my impending doom. We're falling in the ocean, which is good, I guess. But then we see a cruise ship, and we're, like, going towards the cruise ship. And I'm like, please not run into this cruise ship. And, like, and we didn't. We landed right next to the cruise ship, right? And we're like, help, help. And, like, it doesn't seem, like, interesting now, but it gets better. Don't worry about it. And then out of nowhere, right, there's, like, Godzilla popping out of the ocean. And it was, like, roar, roar and stuff, right? And I was, like, swimming for my life. And you know how dream logic works, right? Where, like, I was swimming, and then we made it to the shore faster than Godzilla, I believe, which I was like, well, I'll just accept it. it was like we were at the beach, right? But it was like a restaurant, like, it's like Virginia Beach for those who live in Virginia. But it's like a beachside touristy place, right? And we were like, we went to the business owners, we were like, guys, like, you gotta, like, get out of here, like, Godzilla's coming. And they're like, no, it's okay, like, we'll handle it. I'm like, no, I don't think you understand, like, it's Godzilla, you have to, like, flee, like, right now.
Yeah, there's God in the name.
Yeah, so, like, what are you doing? Just run. And then so Godzilla comes, right? And so he starts, like terrorizing the beach, like, as Godzilla does. And then they, like, try to stop him with, like, pitchforks and whatever. And I'm like, what are you doing? and then they soon realize their mistake. And then Claire comes in. Claire's like, oh, my God, Godzilla's here. I'm like, yes, Claire, we gotta go. And then Godzilla, like, starts raking the beach with his tail, right? Because his tail is, like, spiky and all. This is, like, weirdly specific. But I, like, remember him, like, raking the beach in, like, nice neat lines, and I just remember saying, like, oh yeah, Godzilla, he's like one of the nicest monsters out there, like, he's still a monster, but he's like such a nice guy. And then Godzilla, like, starts talking, right? And he was like, yeah, he was like, yeah, thanks, Kenneth, now let me get back to my, like, whatever, burning. And so
burning,
Claire, huh,
burning, like burning the town down.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. Arson, wow, okay.
I know, Godzilla, this dream is almost done, do not worry. And then we went into, like, this restaurant, right? We're like, okay, I don't know where this came from, but we're like, table for two, please. It's like, while, like, this, like, Godzilla, that. Like, yeah. While this Godzilla thing is, like, terrorizing. And then we're like, and then they're like, sorry, we don't have any tables. And then Claire was like, excuse me. she yelled, she was like, a Karen, like, that time. She was like, I will speak to your manager. I was like, yes, go girl. And then we were like, and then once they were like, leading us back towards the table, we saw Kylie Jenner.
And then
we stopped by, where Kylie, like, use your social media influence and just be like, tell them that Godzilla is here and, like, everyone needs to run. And she was like, Kylie was just being like, you know, I hear a lot of fake news a lot, like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, Godzilla's, like, right out there, like, excuse me. And then we were like, whatever, Kylie, like, whatever. And then we sit down and we have dinner, and then that's where the dream ends, and that's when I wake up. But I woke up and I was, like, very scarred, like, the whole day, the rest of the class, I was, like, not paying attention. I was like, Godzilla.
You were, like, looking behind you, ready for Godzilla to strike.
Yeah, I was ready. Yeah. Wow. Sorry, that was, like, a very long dream.
No, I love that image of Godzilla attacking the town, and you and Claire just getting the table for two at the restaurant.
Yeah, it was very weird.
So I guess we know what you would do in a crisis. That's
yes.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. How very low-key of you.
Hiya. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Fufara. Our listeners' input is so essential to our show, kind of like dairy. Unless, of course, you are vegan or lactose intolerant. On second thought, that was a bad example. Anywho, please email us your ideas, your thoughts, your fufara to fufara.theworld@gmail.com. By the way, for copyright purposes, the name of the catchy tune we use in our intro is called Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram.